So welcome to our podcast, episode 8. It's been a while, right, Kat?
Oh my God, it's been eons, like...
So I don't think we've actually recorded one this year, have we?
No, I don't think we have.
We haven't.
No, we haven't.
No. So we've both been busy. You've been busier than me. We've not had the opportunity, have we?
No, and especially with all this lockdown, definitely.
How has lockdown been for you?
It's been... Do you know what? I've enjoyed it.
You've enjoyed lockdown?
I've enjoyed
lockdown. You're the first person who's actually said, I've enjoyed lockdown.
I have, because I get to spend time with my daughter. We've got more family time with hubby.
That's true.
And I've been able to use the technology around me, like FaceTime, whatever, WhatsApp, video call, the whole shizzle, to keep in contact with friends and family.
Now, that is true, actually, to be fair. Having more time for family, friends, doing more stuff. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I've enjoyed it.
Fair play to you. Fair play. You know what? I kind of enjoyed it at the start, but I think just recently I want to get out. I want to see people. I want to do stuff.
Okay.
I just miss the whole kind of human to human interaction.
I think I don't miss it at the moment, just for the pure fact they haven't found a cure for this COVID.
Yeah, so true.
If you're not in my bubble, I'm all right not interacting with you. But when they find a cure, I'm all good. We can interact as much as you like.
Bubbles galore, right? Multi-bubbles.
Bubbles galore.
Yeah. No, I hear you. So there's a couple of things we want to talk about on this podcast today. We've had many, many listeners reach out to us, many, many. And I'd like to thank all three of them. So I'd like to...
I thought it was five. I thought it was five, Bao.
Oh, was it five?
There were five. I'm sure there were. Oh, well, it's my two then. Joe and Nathan.
Let's give a shout out to Joe and Nathan.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Thank you. There you go. There's your shout out. Enjoy that.
Five.
So, to all five listeners, I just want to say thank you. No, on a serious note, I can see some stats on how many people listen to us. Do you know how many people listened to us last time?
No.
Have a guess.
No.
Just have a wild guess. More than five.
Okay. So, it's definitely double figures.
Definitely double figures.
I'm going to go maybe like 24.
No. Higher.
Stop it.
Higher, yeah, honestly.
34?
More, higher.
No,
I feel like Bruce Forsyth now, one of those game shows. Higher, lower, higher.
64.
Higher.
Stop it, be
Honestly.
80.
Ooh.
7.
Lower.
84?
Higher.
85?
Higher.
86?
86 people listened to our last podcast. Can you believe that?
That's quite a feat. Okay, all right.
So the aim is on this one. It's been a long time, so people might have forgotten us. So let's do a quick intro. So my name is Bao.
Okay.
In fact, I don't think we should do an intro. Go and listen to the last previous podcasts.
Yeah.
Then you can find out, you know, everything about Kat and I.
Exactly. Hang on. But did I reveal? Okay, yeah, no, definitely did since the last podcast. Yeah, for sure.
So, so a couple of topics we want to talk about.
Go on.
So, now, the first one I've written here is boiler. Now.
Oh! You're going to think I'm so Fred Flintstone.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to tell you this is a PG podcast. So you've upgraded your boiler, right?
I've gone combi,
but
I've gone from back boiler,
to a combi,
to a
but
combi.
But what's more important than that?
I have hot water on demand.
No, what's more important than that?
Oh, I don't know.
It's your phone.
Oh, I've got a blinking app. Oh my god, I could control it from my phone. It's because it's not winter and I haven't had to use it.
Yeah.
So come winter, I'm going full on. yeah, before I leave work, or if I go back in the office, let's put the heating on before we get in so it's nice and cozy when we get home.
The pure enjoyment and excitement, ladies and gentlemen, you felt from Kat just then on her ability to switch the boiler on when she's not at home and have full control of the heating means that if you have not got an app on your phone that controls your heating, you are missing out. Would you not agree?
Oh, big time. Like, I've been in this house for, 17 years. And I was boiler's fine. Yeah, all right, it's not energy efficient, but it's working. And they said, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? Yeah,
most people do think like that.
Yeah, but then I thought, do you know what? I can't be dealing with this. I've got the time. I've got the money. Let's go all out. Let's combi.
Do something.
And not only that, there's an app. And not only that, Alexa is connected to it.
Oh, my. Hold on. So you've gone.
Oh.
Months. Let me get my head around this.
Okay.
In the space of a few months, you've gone from a back boiler manually. Manually having to kind of turn it on, off.
Yeah.
No algorithms, no machine learning, none of that.
No.
To an app. To now where you can sit on your sofa, eat your McDonald's breakfast and say, Alexa, turn the heating on.
Boom.
Wow.
I have reached my penultimate geekiness.
Now, why is this so important for you?
Because I love my gadgets. I'm proper geek girl. Like, I've got a magic keyboard for my iPad. Do you know what a life changer that is?
No, enlighten us.
Like, I know the iPad, the new one, it's all very touchscreen and all that. But when you have to type an email or respond to it and then it's on the screen, it's a bit time consuming.
Yeah.
But the magic keyboard, okay, it does weigh the iPad down a little bit. So it's probably a lot heavier than an iPad Air. But I can type and have a screen and touch screen. I've even got the iPencil. So if I want to do a bit of doodling.
Wow.
Oh, mate, this lockdown, I've proper geeked out, like proper gadget geeked out.
That is phenomenal. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're, you know, listening for the first time or it's been a while, let's be honest, it's been a while. The way this works, is usually me kind of explaining some of the latest tech, Kat kind of saying, oh, I need to get it or I need to look at it. And I'm just in total confusion now because Kat's just gone ahead and done it. And kind of explained to you the benefits. So, folks, if you haven't got your heating connected via an app, you are missing out. Now, technology to one side, but you save some money as well, don't you?
Oh, like my bills, as much as the back boiler, was not broken. It was so energy efficient. My bill, my gas and lecky for a month during winter was free, just over 300 quid a month.
Damn.
Oh, mate. So, yeah. So this is why I'm looking forward to winter, because then I know I'm going to save shed.
Roll on the snow.
And so now I have a Vera Valiant.
A Vera. Do you name everything in your house?
Yeah. It was a Baxi 148, I think, back boiler.
For all the technicians listening out there, you know, please message us, get in touch with us somehow, and let us know if that's a good boiler.
I've got pictures. What
was it the right thing to do to take out that boiler? And the new one. So what's the new one called?
A Valiant. But I'm nicknamed it.
What's the model number?
I have to go upstairs and have a look.
Don't do that right now.
But I've called a Vera.
Vera the Valiant Vera. Boiler.
Along with Nessie, my Nest app that's connected to it.
Do you think other people name like their Nest Nessie as well? Because it's quite an easy, you know.
Yeah, it's quite. I don't know. Maybe they have, but I have. Got no shame.
Got no shame. No. Why should you have any shame? You are living in the year 2020.
My house is slowly. Oh, get this. This Friday, I am getting my aluminium, non-fire approved double glazing windows upgraded.
Wow. This is all happening. So definitely rolled on winter, because not only are you going to be, you know, very easily controlling your heating, Mm. You're going to have a super efficient house, right? With your new window.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, I have brought my house to the 20... Hang on, where are we?
2020. 21st.
20, is that the 21st yeah. century? I get a bit confused. Really,
it happens to all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, my house is proper, like, it's getting wow. there.
So if there is a second peak in this virus or something happens and we've got to stay at home during winter, everyone's fully prepared, I'm right? right.
So there.
Wow.
I am prepared with capital.
So what would your... We're going to end this first segment, but before we do, okay. what are your three tips, top tips, for anybody who's got an old boiler, has been debating for a while, need to get it changed, not sure what to do? It costs a lot of money. People are scared. Some people don't have a lot of money, let's be honest.
No.
You know, what are the top kind of two or three tips you'd give to those folk who are in that predicament right now, thinking about, what should I do with my boiler? Now, before you give us your top two or three tips, we are in July. So we've still got August, yeah. time, which we're hoping is going to be hot, so summer. We've got holidays yeah. and then, you know, September rolls. Yeah. So we have got a little bit of time.
You
know, when is a good time to get it done? And maybe, you know, any recommendations now you know about Baxi, Valiant. I've got a Worcester Bosch, by the way.
Oh,
yeah, hello. Thank you. You know, are there any recommendations you could give to our listeners?
So, I think if you're going to upgrade your boiler, do it in the summer. Do it around now. June, July.
Why?
May, June, July. Why now? Only because it's not as cold.
Okay.
And there was quite a bit of pipe work. Ooh. There was a lot of...
So it wasn't just like take out, plug in?
No, there was a bit of pipe. I've got a gas pipe that goes from the outside round to the boiler kind of thing.
So there's a lot of pipe work. Yeah. How many days did it take to do?
To do, it was over... 3 days.
Oh, okay. Three, four days. You could get it done before, let's say, what, October, November, right?
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of time.
Definitely.
Without any kind of heating. Hot. Yeah. Okay. So that's first top tip is get it done as soon as possible.
Second tip, I'd say definitely go on a recommendation from a friend or family. The guy who did my boiler is a long-term family friend who called Ranel. He has his own heating and plumbing company called RG Patino Plumbing and Heating. And bear in mind, he's from the Philippines. He qualified as an architect.
Oh, wow.
But obviously, yeah. So when he came here with his wife and his family, his credentials for architecture didn't account for anything in this country. So he retrained as a plumber.
Fair play.
And yeah, and that was that. They've been here for... How old is his daughter? 15 years.
So he's got a bit of experience. Yeah. Okay, so second tip is find someone local on recommendation. Okay,
yeah,
I love that. Definitely. That's a great one. Great one. A good shout out there as well. And if you're living in kind of like, what, West London, shall we say?
West London, but, you know, he will travel.
So if you're in West London or surrounding areas, we'll get his details out there. Why not, right?
Yeah.
This is all about, giving out good recommendations. And your third top tip.
Don't be scared.
I love it. I love that. No, honestly, don't be scared because a lot of people are scared.
Yeah, I was scared because I was like, oh, well, the British Gas said... they could have quite easily sold me a 5 grand boiler, all the mod cons, whatever, but he didn't. The British Gas engine said, look, I'll clean it, it's working. It's not energy efficient, but when the time comes, it will need changing. And you know what? I'm glad I didn't wait for it to break because it was costing me a fortune.
So you were proactive rather than reactive, shall we say.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't be scared. Be proactive.
I love that. Because, look, I'm being honest now. I know we'd kind of joke about on a number of things, but in all seriousness, there's a lot of people listening who be thinking, I'm scared, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to wait until it does collapse. Right. And if it's in the middle of winter, you're buggered.
Oh, right? You're absolutely stuffed. You'll be freezing your little nay-nays off.
And
turning
you don't want purple. That. You don't want that.
No. You want to be nice and cozy.
And tell it to Alexa. Nice and cozy. To up the heating a bit.
Yeah, Alexa. I mean, I know this will, I can foresee me and hubby getting into Alexa, turn it up by 1 degree. Alexa, turn it down by 2 degrees. No, Alexa, turn it up by 3 degrees. I can see that. I can foresee that. But it doesn't mean I have to keep getting up, turning it. I can just do it from my phone.
Boom. That's what it's all about. So I'm going to end the first segment just there. We've just passed the 15 minute mark, approximately.
I'm going to grab a coffee.
I'm going to grab a glass of Coke. And then let's reconvene. And what I want to talk to you about is, you mentioned about staying in touch with family. So you enjoyed lockdown, staying in touch with family, with friends. And you've probably done a number of Zoom calls, right? That's the whole in thing, right?
Zoom, Google Meets.
The whole caboodle.
Yeah.
So, and you've probably seen a number of videos on Facebook, Twitter, Insta, you know, the funniest Zoom type calls, things going in the background. So, grab a coffee. I'll grab my drink. Let's come back. Let's talk about that. Meet those.
Back. All right, back into it.
Hello and welcome to our second segment. You all right there, Kat?
I'm good. Somebody started a lawnmower outside and I'm like,
what?
Well, I know. And we're not lawnmower. It sounds like they're drilling. One of my neighbours. I can't see. It's all right. They've stopped now.
Okay.
Do they not know who we are? Oh, my God. We're doing a podcast.
Please.
Oh.
We need to set that as our status, doing a podcast. So the first segment was absolutely brilliant. I absolutely enjoyed it. So I want to talk about Zoom calls. You must have seen some of these funny videos, right?
There have been some crackers out there.
Like, have you experienced anything funny on Zoom?
Not, do you know what? No, I haven't. It's all been quite professional, if I'm honest.
Okay. But... so you've seen videos, right? On Facebook, Insta. So what's your funniest video about Zoom?
It's the one with, was it a minister or someone? He was in his office. And then his son come in asking for something, and he's gone, I'm effing on a call, blah, 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 swearing. His son's gone, all right. He's left the room, and then he's gone back to the call, forgetting he's got the camera on. He's gone, right, so anyway, I do apologise for that. And gone really professional, but he's effing blind. You know, his son telling him
I remember that.
Do you remember
that? That was brilliant.
That was funny. That was hilarious. Funny. You can tell on these Zoom calls who's pretty tech savvy and who's not.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. It comes through, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So one of mine was a Spanish lady. She sat there and she's talking away. I don't know what she's saying. Something in Spanish. Talking away. And her husband walks through the background wearing just underpants. and when he enters the screenshot, you can see her face reaction is like, what the? And she's like... with a hand gesture to say, look, get out of the way. You're, and then he's walking along. And then when he realizes, he walks into the wall. Oh, it's hilarious. And then when he walks into the wall, he kind of falls over. And then he gets up and then walks like the direction he came. And she's like, kind of puts her head down and holding her forehead thinking, oh, my God. It was.
That is. Oh, my God. In his pants, as in like proper like.
Yeah, just his pants. Yeah, not the American pants, like, you know.
Proper Y-front pants.
Yeah. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Oh, God. Yeah. Would you say it would be your typical kind of Spaniard kind of big guy?
You know what makes the clip so funny? It isn't.
Oh, it's not.
It's just a random... fella, like, when I say random fella, sorry.
Her hubby.
He's no bodybuilder, no tall, macho kind of guy. None of that. You know, he's just your normal with a bit of a belly, you know, been looked after sort of kind of chap, you know.
In his
pants. Hasn't been to the gym for a while. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
I know. It's hilarious. I'm sure there's lots of them, but you can get kind of, there's a lot around with.
Yeah.
You're on Zoom calls all day and, you know, you're just waiting for something funny to happen.
Definitely.
I know. Wendy? Our Wendy? Savidis?
Yes, Miss Savidis. Oh, holla.
So we were on a call not just her and I, but probably about another, I don't know, 15, 20 people, probably more.
Yeah.
With another company organization, having a call, video conference type. Now, some people had the cameras on. I had mine on, nothing to hide. Some people had them off.
Mm.
Now, there's one guy on this other company who was kind of, you know, talking to us. He'd put his camera on.
Right.
And then he'd switch it off. Then he'd put it on and then he'd switch it off.
Oh,
and...
for God's sake. Either have it on or off.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Oh.
It gets worse. It gets worse. So he has it on and he, you know, it's just a chap sat there. You don't think anything of it, right? It's just his desk and whatever. And then he has it off. And then so we're all listening. We're all talking. And his camera's off. And we hear some inappropriate noises being made.
No, stop it.
And I'm like, I'm just listening to this guy talk, some other guy talk. And all of a sudden I'm hearing these noises. And I'm like, what? And then within a matter of probably 5 to 10 seconds, which seemed eternity, Wendy's like, can everyone please mute their lines? To which everyone then did, obviously, this chap, you know, must have muted his line. And obviously the noise went away. And it was like, what? And then I quickly pinged her, pinged Wendy. And I was like, did I just hear what I think I heard? And she's like, yep.
No. Am I thinking what I think, like proper sex noises? Are we talking sex noises here?
It sounded like that, yeah. We should invite Wendy onto one of our calls, right?
I think we need to.
Let's do that. I'm going to make a note of that. Have Wendy on the next podcast so she can...
relay that story.
Yeah. Oh, it was like, what is going on here?
And knowing Wendy, who's very professional, will say in her professional tone, yes, could everybody please mute their phones?
She did it so brilliantly. I would have let it carry on for a little while just for I can get a verification that is going on. Oh my gosh. And I would have made like a remark like, can you please concentrate on these slides rather than extracurricular activities you might be doing
or,
right now?
Whoever's sucking a lolly, can they stop?
But Wendy was so professional.
Oh, like, I love Wendy Woo Woo.
Can you please mute your lines?
Absolutely.
She's very professional. She's great. She's great.
But no, definitely we'll get her on a call. Definitely.
Listeners, you will love Wendy. She is she's funny. She's into her beer, right?
My God. Mary Hoppins.
She is crazy, but good in the beer sense as well.
Absolutely. Girl could probably drink all of you lot under the table. Definitely.
100%. 100%.
Definitely.
I reckon so as well. Not that she's an alcoholic. If anyone listening.
Well, she's South African. She can hold her own. Do you know what I mean?
She can.
She's proper.
She takes no crap from no one either.
No. Doesn't take any chisel off any... Mm-mm.
No, she doesn't. No. So back to technology. So yeah, Zoom calls, funny old world, right? you kind of experience all sorts. So there's a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about, Kat.
Go on in.
We've got to get a bit regular on this podcast because a lot of people. I know. Shout out to Jade for a second because she's asked us a few times when's the next podcast coming. I'm like, it's coming. Just patience, please.
Patience is a virtue, Jade.
Take note, Jade. We need to record a few more. So let's schedule in some time. We'll get Wendy on. Let's get some guests on, I reckon. Oh, that'd be hilarious, right?
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
And then back to a little bit of technology and maybe the final topic, because you usually cover two or three.
Yeah.
Back to probably 70s, 80s. People used to think about what's the year 2000 going to be like? And 2020, etc.
Was it there a film, 2020?
It was. Okay. Yeah, did you watch it?
No, I will do now.
I'll test you on it on the next podcast.
Okay, shoot.
But I was going to talk about flying cars.
Oh.
Because if you're looking back to the future, they had a right at the end of the first Back to the Future.
Flux capacitor, yes.
It gets into the car and the wheels go in and they fly off.
Boom.
And there was all this talk about, we'll have flying cars in the future, you know.
2020. We're in 2020. We've just got COVID. I don't see no flying cars.
We've got COVID, no cars flying anyway.
No.
Are we going to get flying cars?
If we do, I think Tesla are going to be the ones who are going to...
Oh, that's a good shout, isn't it?
they're gonna be the ones, only because when it comes to the car technology, they seem to be very advanced.
They're leading the way. They're the most profitable car manufacturer. Oh, sorry, the most valued. Apologies, most valued car manufacturer in the world. They've overtaken the likes of Ford, GM, and Toyota most recently, and VW. So I think you're onto a good shout there.
Yeah,
and just I think they did bring out a flying car. Would you purchase one?
Hell yeah. God, yeah, if I could afford it, or if it was available on my company car scheme.
Where would you fly to?
Where would I fly to? I think first I'd keep it local. I'd probably fly down to Cornwall or somewhere.
Oh, good shout. Okay.
Just keep it. And then might go a little bit further afield, Portugal.
Would you have enough, I'm going to say gas and be really American here. It won't be gas, right? It'd be electric. What am I talking about? Sorry.
Be solar powered. So
would you have enough? Imagine that.
Solar powered.
To Portugal, solar powered car.
Of course, I'd have enough charge because on the way there, I'll make sure I take the sunny route, not the cloudy route. Oh, and we'll be flying above the clouds.
Fly it above the clouds in a car?
Tesla will make it happen. I'm telling you now.
This is a really good topic to get our listeners engaged with, right?
Yeah, because then every time you reach a certain height, it will do the acclimatization or whatever, depressurization every time you reach a certain height. Be a slow, gradual thing, but yeah.
Well, he's putting people into space, right? So he's got all these Tesla rockets, which have been a great success. And obviously, I can see this happening. I can see Tesla with the first flying car.
Yeah. I can see it.
Where would I'd fly up to Scotland, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd definitely fly up to Scotland. I've got a castle there, Cardoni's Castle in Dumfries and Galloway. Check it
out. Hold on. What do you mean you've got a castle?
I got a castle. The castle, me and the castle share the same surname.
You've got a
castle. I've got a castle. It's got no roof.
Where does this come from?
Ah, mate, if you Google Cardoni's Castle, Dumfries and Galloway, it's English heritage. They can't knock it down. It's got no roof. It's got no central heating.
Maybe you need to get one of your Vera the Valiant pointers.
Do you know what I mean?
In there.
But it's got a wicked, souvenir shop attached
to it.
So
who owns it? Who owns it?
English heritage or the Scottish heritage, the heritage type people.
So hold on. You've got a castle.
In Scotland.
With no roof.
No roof.
Or heating. But it's got a souvenir shop.
Yeah. And you can have afternoon tea. They do wicked scones and afternoon tea. I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
If you go to Scotland, make a stop at Dumfries and Galloway.
Where is Dumfries and Galloway?
It's the bottom, but like never east side of Scotland. Bottom, but east. Just
the Glasgow side or the Edinburgh side?
Hang on, what side's Edinburgh?
On the Never Eat Shredded Wheat West.
Oh, no, we're east, I think.
Okay.
Oh, hang on, you're asking a person who took history, not geography.
Oh, okay. So when was the castle built?
A very long time ago.
You didn't do well in history, did you?
No. Because it wasn't part of the... But the people who... They were Italian. So they'd moved from Italy. But it's a very sad story.
Oh, go on, tell us the story then.
So they moved from Italy to Scotland... And they built this castle, which is known as the gateway to Dumfries and Galloway back in the day. And it's on top of this hill, right? But this Italian guy with his family, unfortunately, all his kids died in the lake they had at this castle. And he ended up killing himself because all his family died. It's really sad. So it's not a lucky castle.
And is that why no one's kind of looked after the castle?
Yeah,
the roof's kind of caved in.
Yeah, but they've got a wicked souvenir room next to it. To keep it up alive, afternoon tea, look at the castle, we'll have a walk around. You can go up the different levels.
On the stairs inside it?
Yeah, you can go up there. Gosh. You can go up to the top where there's no roof and there's a selfie of me and hubby. Ooh, top of Dumfries Galloway. Because he found about it before me. I was like, where are we going? When I was young, not a parent, on a motorbike. And he was like, yeah, let's go here. And I'm like, none the wiser. Then I see the sign, Cardoni's Castle. I'm like, oh, it's me. Oh, it's my surname. Oh, my God, got really excited. Yeah. So look it up.
Oh, wow. Well, wow.
Something you learn. new.
Shocked there, but I really shouldn't be shocked. Every time I do speak to you, Kat, I learn something new. Wow. Okay, so flying cars, we're going to get them soon, we reckon.
Tesla are going to be the one.
Tesla are going to lead the way, we reckon. They're going to be battery solar powered.
Mm-hmm.
And on my first opportunity, I'm going to go see Kat's Castle
up in Dumfries
and Galloway, without a roof, no heating. But it's got a souvenir shop that does excellent afternoon tea.
Boom.
Wow. You know what? It's not just technology on this podcast. We should go into like tourism, local, you know, staycation-y type.
But you know what it is though, especially with this COVID, you've had to keep things like local businesses. Like at the moment for me, it's keeping the local businesses alive.
I think it's very important that I fully agree, fully endorse that.
Like I totally missed out on a camping holiday, but the campsite that I go to is family run. The people who provide my caravan when I get on site are family run.
Oh, bless.
So, I put a deposit down from last year and bless them. They were like, we can give you a deposit. I said, you know what? Don't worry about a deposit. As long as you're still up and running for next year, keep hold of it. That's what a deposit for, is to make sure that none of us back out. And unfortunately, COVID came along. So that's your little safe keep.
That's nice of you. And we've done something similar as well with a holiday. And I think it's important, but more so we've been using local supplies. So I don't know if you know about the egg guy that comes around.
We've got an egg guy here.
Yeah. So recently I tweeted about him that he's gone cashless. So,
our egg guy takes cash only.
No. So, when did he come? Last week or the week before? And he goes, all right, Bal, how's it going? Yeah, not bad. And he goes, do you want anything? Like, he doesn't just do eggs. We call him the egg guy, but he does like potatoes and he does like other veg and stuff, right?
Local farm so
usually,
produce.
Yeah, exactly. So, usually we get some potatoes off him or we get something else, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And, I said to Mark, I haven't got any cash. Hold on, let me go and see what I've got. And he goes, oh, no need, pal. And he whips out this iZettle. And I was like, what?
Yes, come on, egg guy.
Woo. And I thought, are you serious? He goes, yeah. He goes, do you want to pay by card? You just tap it, pal. He's teaching me how to use a card machine. I love this guy. He's old and he's proper.
I love it.
All right, let me grab my wallet then. Let me get my card. I do want to be fancy with the phone and, you know, all that.
Yeah, no, let's not blow his mind too much.
You know what I mean? Or pay by my watch, you know, boom. So I got my card and I said, go on, what do you want me to do now? And he gets his phone out and he goes, hold on, Bal, I've got to put the price in. So he puts in like £2, whatever. And he goes, hold on. Okay, now, put your card. You can just tap it, Bal. Just tap it gently on top of the reader.
Shut up. So touched it.
And then I said, is that gone through? He goes, it'll be fine. Yeah, and puts it in his pocket. And I was like, well, no, check. If it's gone through, you should get some sort of authorization or a confirmation.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's fine. I said, no, look, just check for my peace of mind, please.
Yeah.
So he pulls it out and he goes, oh, it's lost its connection. Hold on.
Oh, no, it's not gone whatever through.
It's not gone through. I said, well, do it again and just hold it in your hand and make sure, you know, you don't lose the connection. He goes, okay. He goes, just tap it on again, Bal. So he's teaching me, right? So I tap it on again. I said, look, just hold the phone out. Don't put it in your pocket. Wait for the confirmation thing. He goes, okay. So we both stood there in silence for just 30, 40 seconds. And then he said, confirmed. And
boom.
He
goes,
and then he puts the phone up, Bal, it's all confirmed. Your payment's gone through. Look, your payment's gone through. Yeah, I know it's gone through. I can see the green tick.
Oh, he's bless. Such a sweetheart.
And then, so he puts the whole thing in his pocket. I said, well, don't you want to log out? Okay, someone, you know, grabs your phone. He goes, no, it's all right, Bal. He just switches off the phone. It's fine. Me? I was like, for a second thought, he's right.
Oh, he's good.
The phone's locked and you need your PIN to get in. So this guy's, I was well impressed.
Egg guy.
I asked him, you know, but they take a percentage of it. And he goes, yeah, it's 1.35, Square take 1.2, and another company take 1.6. But I went for this one. And I said, yeah, but they're taking a percentage. How do you feel about that? You go, yeah, but it's easy to pay, isn't it? Like, you'd be wasting time trying to find money here. Bang, bang, touch, touch, done.
I love him.
Can't argue with that, can I?
No.
Can't argue that.
Can't argue
he didn't
with
charge
that.
Me anymore. He didn't charge me the 1-2% extra.
Oh.
I thought, bless.
He's probably making up in sales anyway because he's local and it's just convenient and he's there.
Definitely.
It's a win-win.
I felt like buying more. I thought, you know what? I'll probably buy more next time you come.
Yeah.
All because I can just go tap, tap.
Tap, tap, know, boom.
Touch, tap, tap, done.
Tap, tap, done. Love it. That should be a new phrase, right? Yeah.
Tap, tap, done. Tap, tap, done.
We've got a hashtag.
Hashtag tap, tap. Let me write this down. I'm going to forget this. Hashtag tap, 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 done. Boom. Love it. Right. We are now at the 18, 19 minute mark.
Oh, man.
I think we should wrap this up now.
Okay.
Any final thoughts, Kat?
Just be kind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Be kind. That's really nice.
Yeah. Just be
with
kind.
With everything going on in the world today.
Yeah. That's all.
Be kind.
Just be kind.
Bless.
Yeah.
Bless. Final thought from me, support your local businesses.
Absolutely.
You know, and help them in terms of, you know, the local egg guy, he's on iZettle, and there's other makes available of contactless, cashless payments. Encourage them, support them, and, you know, stay healthy. That's the key thing, right?
Yep. Keep it local. Keep it going.
Oh, let me write that down. That's a good one. What was it? Keep it local.
Keep it going.
Got it. Written it down. Okay. On that note, we'd like to thank you very much for listening. Please share this with friends.
Definitely.
And family. Comment. I think you can comment somewhere or other. And watch out for the next one.
Yeah, definitely.
We don't know when it's going to be, but, you know, just watch out for it.
It'll be there. We'll be there.
Be there. We'll always be here.
Always.
Always. Right. Take care. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.